All right, episode 54, everybody. We're back. Mr. Rob.
We're back.
And Rob's back.
Back.
So spring has sprung here in Atlanta. It's beautiful outside right now. What are we doing in this state-of-the-art podcast recording studio? You should be outside, you know, enjoying.
We need spring. to podcast from outside.
Yeah, we're going to start doing remote podcasts, right?
Cue the bird chirping noises.
Before it gets, aren't there noises on our thing? Oh, that's not one of them.
Well, they're somewhere in there.
Yeah, they're somewhere in there. So spring is springing, and it got us thinking about sort of, you know, springing of ideas, dare I say, as my family likes to point out, and sort of the concept of inspiration, right? And spring and inspiration. Thought it would be fun to talk about, hey, any weird, wacky, zany ideas? Have any of our ideas come from strange places, you know, or inspiration from unusual places, maybe, right? Could be the title of this podcast, you know? We've talked a little bit about creativity. How do we come up with ideas? Things like that, right? Well, do we have any interesting anecdotes about, you know, coming up with ideas, or has anything sort of happened? Or even the cliche, like, oh my God, the notepad on the bedside table, you know what I mean? Wake up in the middle of the night and scribble down the most amazing idea ever, you know, that type of thing. So,
yeah, I don't know that I have any specific examples that come to mind, but for me, I when we threw out the idea of talking about this, I immediately went to the thought that a lot of times what we're trying to do when we're thinking about conceptual stuff for ads or whatever else, you know, I think the best and most successful campaigns and ideas are always rooted in a human truth.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can tap into a human truth, that's when your audience, and I don't care who the audience is, but whomever the audience is, can go, oh, I know that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
And that oftentimes is sort of the hallmark of, I think, effective work.
Yeah.
Is sort of the human truth. So if you think about that idea, you know, human truths happen everywhere all the time.
Yeah, one could argue that Seinfeld based his entire career on this, right?
It's sure.
Just observational humor.
Sure.
So.
And it is. It's those life observations for me that often inspire ideas, you know, and where they come from.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool.
And I think I was saying to you the other day that, like, you know, we're doing a lot of really fun conceptual work right now on some neat clients and projects and industries. And for me, I take my dog to the park and throw the frisbee every day after work when weather permitting, obviously.
Yeah.
I will today because, as you mentioned, it's beautiful outside.
Yeah. Is that your moment of zen after work?
Yep. 100%.
Just, yeah. That's your chill time. All right.
100%. And funny enough, it's my dog's is a border collie named Lulu, and she's a working dog.
Yeah.
And when we go out and throw the frisbee, it's incredible. She is 100% focused on what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't go to dog parks. That's a me thing. But I do go to a park where sometimes there are a few other dogs.
Okay. Yep.
And I don't care what those other dogs are doing. If the kids are playing basketball on the playground, whatever, she has no interest in anything else. She has this incredible focus and singular focus on the frisbee. And all she wants to do is catch the frisbee and bring it back to me.
Okay. Now, what about when other dogs are there?
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care about other dogs.
Does not care. Will not acknowledge them.
All right.
Unless they try and encroach on the frisbee.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My follow-up question was, hey, if another dog comes over into the frisbee zone, right? She'll break character.
She'll break character to try and scare them, herd them away
from
what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm working right now.
And the only other quick anecdote, because you asked about other dogs, when she was a puppy, we went out there and there's a friendly guy in the neighborhood who's got a dog named Shaggy.
Okay.
And Shaggy is
great
built,
name for a dog.
Shaggy is built like a car battery.
Okay.
And this dog is thick.
Yeah.
And so
blocky.
Yeah. And he's out there all the time. We kind of have the same schedule.
Okay.
And he's out there all the time. He's a big Atlanta United fan. So we always talk soccer used to talk soccer.
Where's the story going now?
But he's out there with one of those, tennis ball winger.
Oh thing. Yeah. The plastic thing that you fling it. Yeah.
And Shaggy just, you know, same thing. Shaggy has singular focus on the thing. Well, we were out there when Lulu was a pup. And it just so happened we were kind of at opposite ends of this particular field, and I threw the frisbee simultaneously. I threw the frisbee and he threw the ball.
Okay.
And it was like slow motion and watching these two dogs just on a collision course.
Okay, they're running towards each other.
They're running kind of perpendicular to one another.
Okay, okay.
And like a T-bone.
Okay.
And Shaggy...
But they're not looking at each other because they're so focused on what they're going to get.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, monster collision.
Oh, my Lord.
And Shaggy sent Lulu, flying. And there's a lot of yelping. Yeah. There's a limping. Yeah, and it was just this horrible, like, I'm so sorry. And it was like, that was a crazy, horrible accident.
Yeah, one in a million chance, right?
That was probably, if I had to guess, I mean, she was a pup. And, you know, I would say it was a year ago.
Okay.
Maybe almost a year ago. From that day forward... If we walk to the park, and if she, before she even walks in the little fence, if she sees Shaggy there, she will turn around and go the other way.
Really?
Yep. She totally remembers it.
Wow.
Any other dog, she's fine. But if she sees Shaggy, she tucks her tail and turns around and is like, nope, we're going home.
I mean, Shaggy just lit her up is the problem there. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was a full linebacker.
Like, yeah.
It was a nasty hit.
Huh. That's crazy, man.
Anyway, that's a little bit of a tangent. But yeah. So whenever we're out there, she is singularly focused. And for whatever reason, I get in the zone too.
Yeah, yeah.
And that leads me to I do a lot of my thinking and ideation there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kind of
that ends up being my...
Well, the phone's not ringing, emails aren't coming in, but you know, employees aren't coming in asking questions. Yeah. You know, the doorbell's not ringing. Like, you know, it's just... Sort of calm, right?
Yeah, calm zone. It's calm time. And sort of focused. And for whatever reason, that seems to be the time, which doesn't really answer the question. But the idea for me is stuff happens everywhere. And I try to just be aware of people and how they operate and funny stories and things that happen. And, and oftentimes these weird, quirky things will work their way into an idea.
So here's a question for you then. Yeah. Hey, we're flinging the frisbee. We're rocking out. We come up with, you know, oh, that's an interesting thought for a certain campaign or concept or platform.
Say it into
whatever.
My phone.
Is that what you do? Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask.
I do a voice memo.
You do a voice memo. Okay, interesting. I had no idea. How long have you worked together? I had no idea. That's crazy.
Yeah,
so,
I'll pull out and do a voice memo.
Okay, that's interesting. Have you ever lost anything from not writing it down or not, you know?
I've had instances where in the middle of the night, I come up with something, and I don't write it down. And in the morning, I know I had something, but I can't. But then to me, if I can't remember it, it's not that great.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Even though the topic today is ideas from unusual places, I will say, and I agree with you that the brain is always kind of on, you know, even when it's off, it's on, right? Like, I mean, you're out to lunch, you're out to dinner, or it's a whatever, you know, you're always kind of percolating in the back. Yeah. Thinking about, you know, strategy and things like that. Not necessarily design-wise, not necessarily execution, but just, you know, taking in inspiration, I guess, from different places, right? But I don't have the, you know, the movie-esque, you know, oh my God, I wake up in the middle of the night and scribble down an idea and that's it, or run to the computer at strange places or things like that, right? You know, it's... I think a nice warm cup of coffee, right thing in the, you know, early right. in the morning.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the course of the career, I've kind of trained my brain on when I do different parts of my job well at different parts of the day.
Yeah.
Right. Cause just like you, we do different things. I mean, we have a job title obviously, but like, you know, the day is broken down into different responsibilities of kind of what we do. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, inspiration is definitely different than execution, for example, right? And it's like, okay, well, hey, you know, 4:59 on a Friday is not the greatest. I mean, just being totally transparent, even clients listening to this, that is not the time you're going to come up with an absolutely amazing revolutionary idea.
Generally
it's just not. You know, that's just the seasonality to the day, to the week, to how it works, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have had a few... You know, oh my God, I got to write these things down, you know, or like, oh my God, I was watching TV and I grabbed a piece of paper and wrote something, you know, varying degrees of success over the course of the career, right? Of like everything from, man, I can't read my own writing. Like, what did I write down? Like, I mean, I've literally had those moments to like, huh, yeah, man, I thought that was a great idea yesterday. And now I don't think that's really that great of an idea. You know what I mean? Like after it's kind of set in a little bit, you know? So still have those inspirations. I've shared the story about the Nurses for Africa logo and like that, boom. Yeah. I mean, that's a lightning bolt and then, you know, like doodle it out and we're done here, everybody, you know. But in terms of like, you know, inspiration. I think it kind of is just, it's kind of, there's always a little hamster wheel turning in the back of the machine, even if you're at the aquarium, even if you're at a sporting event. I mean, it's just, I think that, and I don't view that as a curse at all. That's a blessing. I mean, in terms of how we sort of visualize and see the world, right? And sort of kind of processing, to your point, human behavior. I mean, we've said that people, no one wants to be sold, but everyone will listen to a story.
Right.
Right.
You got to tell stories.
Yeah. So if we figure out how to tell that story appropriately, it'll be received in a positive fashion. So.
Yeah, and I think also too with your specific skill set and what you excel at is design work, and that requires a computer. That requires you to sit in front of the computer.
Nowadays it does, yeah.
Nowadays it does, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and do and move around and try this and try that and try this and try that. It's not as much, dare I say, and slap me, it's not as much conceptualization as it is active sort of moving and doing.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, I will a lot of times, even in my office, thumbnail out what I'm about to go do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no one on the planet understands what those thumbnails are.
Right.
Even if I literally handed it to you and like, it doesn't make any sense. It looks like Scribble Scrabble. I mean, it doesn't even look like, you know, a thumbnail of like a storyboard or anything. It's just me figuring out proportions, or it's almost me training my brain of what I want to do before I want to do it.
It's, you know? Yeah. Warming up. We're loosening up in the bullpen.
Yeah,
Getting ready to pitch. But I think also too, another thing, and we've talked about this before, but we do a lot of work across a lot of different industries.
Yeah.
And I think both of us, we've discussed this, but the idea of drawing inspiration from one industry and applying it to another.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, again, I don't know that I can cite specific examples, but we always go on these crazy educational journeys, be it field trips or the deep dive learning about the client and the industry. And then I think we're always open and receptive to taking something that we've learned in food service.
Yeah.
And then applying that to a video game idea
or,
you know, whatever it happens to be.
Absolutely.
And that happens.
Well, I think that's part of going back to what you're saying of brand storytellers. I mean, that's part of human behavior.
Yeah.
Right. You do have to run that through the target audience filter of not all human behavior is the same. Not the buying cycle is not the same for different products or different people or a corporation, if we're talking B2B, right? But at the end of the day, we all are people, right?
We're all consumers.
Hopefully. I mean, the robots haven't taken over totally yet.
We're getting there.
I know. We are totally getting there.
AI Drake is here.
Yeah. Well, gosh, from the, you know, Mike and I did a quick AI podcast, and even from that podcast, which was, gosh, just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Till now, it's like a totally different world. I mean, it's completely insane because we were joking about how, you know, they couldn't do hands, right? The forget about ChatGPT, but the illustrated version or the photorealistic version, you know, the image creation, right? Still had all these problems with hands. Couldn't do fingers. Fingers from the hands were all messed up. It's totally sorted out now.
They figured it out.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Just the technology that moves so fast.
I know.
That's what.
And now we're into music, though. You mentioned the AI Drake.
Yeah, AI Drake, and it's like, I mean, the record industry has got to be absolutely
losing their marbles,
losing their minds right now. I mean, the fact that that a computer can go out and generate the likeness of an artist and the song and the video and have it be a top Billboard hit is terrifying.
Totally insane. I mean, we have had like Gorillaz, for example, for us was a band that
They
were a fabricated band, but it was still written by human beings.
Somebody
and
had
performed,
to make,
right?
Perform right? the music. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Bing for Hatsune Miku, right? Mm. Is a musical artist, right?
Right.
Still created by humans, but is an anime character and
with
all
a story
kind of,
and all
that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But still, again, created by us, you know, and that is the version, right? Now we don't even need that anymore. Now literally we can go, all right, Hatsune Miku, like just write your own songs and create your own. Like, I mean, it's going to be totally insane.
Well, and the example I told you, we're totally going off a tangent, but that's okay.
No, but that's
the other day, the
AI inspiration created from. I mean, if we want to tie it into inspiration, like we have fed everything into the database, for lack of a better term, right? And now the machines are taking that as inspiration and building upon that, right?
The example that freaked me out the most was the other day, and it was on the 60 Minutes thing. And it was, the example was they punched in the, it's this great sort of legendary short story that's six words, right? And the story goes, for sale, infant shoes, never worn.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole story.
Six words.
And it's either infant shoes or newborn shoes. One of the two. But that's the story. It's just sort of this famous, wonderfully written six-word short story that says implies a lot. So they punched that into the AI, and within 5 seconds, they asked it to write the backstory as to how this story.
Okay.
And the thing spit out in like 5 seconds. It wrote out the whole, and it was like, oh well, you know, Joel and Sarah couldn't have had a baby, but there were complications. I mean, it totally wrote. Like goosebumps, like the story.
Yeah.
And that is, where did it come from?
Yeah. Well, there is stories too, I think, of the president of Google, like how the artificial intelligence has now written its own language or something, right? Isn't there something
It learned a foreign language, but this, again, was part of that 60 Minutes thing.
Okay.
It learned a foreign language, but they hadn't trained it how to learn a foreign language.
Okay. So it just developed that skill on its own.
So it developed a skill set.
Yeah,
Skynet. To learn its own language.
Here we go. Yeah.
So we're all in trouble. And I think his point was the technology just as a warning, the technology is moving so fast that we can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
We don't understand it, we can't keep up with it. And the robots are going to take
it. Yeah, by the time we actually understand what's happening, it'll be too late.
It'd be way too late.
Yeah, yeah, the robots will have seized control. So,
yeah.
That is one hell of a tangent, I will say that. But I think that it does tie back into inspiration.
Where do ideas come from?
Yeah, well, and there's something to, inspiration in general of, you have all the great Isaac Asimov science fiction stories from the 50s and Ray Bradbury and all that stuff, right? I mean, just considered famous, whatever. And then that inspires the Jetsons in the 1960s cartoon, you know what I mean? And then that inspires, like science fiction. And Mike and I talked about Star Wars the other day and things like that. Like that, that look towards the future, right, does inspire the present and then sort of that pathway to get there, right? Yep. And I think AI obviously is part of that, but so maybe that's inspiration more as a broader term outside of just necessarily what we do, but just the drive of humanity moving forward, right? Is it a positive? I don't know. I mean, maybe
TBD.
Maybe that's not a positive moving forward, but inspiration.
At the end of the day, people, ideas are everywhere. You just got to be awake and open and receptive to finding them in the universe.
Where can the people drop us their inspirational thoughts, Mr. Rob?
I have an idea. You can visit mocktheagency.com.
There you go.
That'd be one place. Another idea is you could go to the socials and find us at mocktheagency there as well. And
absolutely.
We always invite feedback and positive thoughts and good ideas.
Totally.
So bring it on. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, everybody.